And now we've got that entertainment report about the 59th annual Grammy Awards. We've got Jason Fraley here. This is a real treat.
Hey,
to
thanks.
Have you here tonight.
Likewise.
Jason, it looked like for the big winner of the night, it looks like Adele was really choked up when she won the big one.
Almost like she was surprised to take Album of the Year. She gave half her speech to Beyonce and even brought a tear to Beyonce's eyes. She seemed like she thought Beyonce's Lemonade would take the Album of the Year. But instead, it went to 25, just like it went to Adele's 21 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And you remember her first album was 19. She names these after her milestone ages in her life. So we have a lot more of these probably coming. You know, what's the next one? 29 or something like that? 30? But yeah, no. So Adele was deserving for Song and Record of the Year. For Hello, I mean, that song was a phenomenon this year. There was that great SNL skit when, remember, there was the Thanksgiving dinner and all the family was arguing over politics, but they put on that record and everyone turned their head, Hello. And so that was good, but yeah, I don't know. It could have gone Lemonade for Album. It almost seemed like Adele was expecting that to go to Beyonce, but in the end, it was 25 was a big album as well, so hats off to Adele.
And she won some other things as well.
Yeah, she won 5, I think, on the whole night. So that was the upside of Adele. But I think a lot of people on, let's say, the negative side of the night would be talking about that live tribute to George Michael, where she not only cursed, but she asked the Grammy folks on the production side to start over. She said, I can't do this for him. You know, I need to do a better job. A little more expletive-laced.
I think it was kind of touching.
Yeah, no, it's nice. She started over, got her bearings, and stepped up for him because, you know, you want to do it right for George Michael. But in terms of the other, we were talking about before we came on here, the other tribute, Prince.
Yes, I thought Bruno Mars. Who else could honor Prince in that way except for Bruno Mars?
And he had the purple jacket with the white frills coming out of it for, what was it, Let's Go Crazy, did
yes.
A little guitar. And Bruno's been stepping up, whether it's the Super Bowl or the Grammys, on these biggest live stages. He just kills it every time. And it was nice to see Morris Day in the time there kick that off there.
It sure was. I mean, I was ready to do the bird.
I was doing it at home. I cranked the volume when that tribute came. But in terms of the other live performances, I mean, a lot of people will be talking about Beyonce. You know, everyone wanted to see Pregnant with the Twins, her come out. And that was a trippy performance.
Yes, she looked absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, she really did. And they even had some of those cross-generational things where it was like mother, daughter, granddaughter. That was pretty cool how they did that on stage. But the other live performance that I thought was a little bit of a flub was the Lady Gaga and Metallica. There was fire going. It could have been awesome. Those two together would be great. But Metallica's mic wasn't working. Mm. So I don't know. It kind of got off to a rocky start. They ended up, you know, trying to make the best of it and shared a mic for the end of it. But that was one that I thought would have been a great performance if they would have nailed the production side.
Did you think there was some political stuff added in? I thought one of the performances became political.
Well, A Tribe Called Quest, you know, they did not mince any words there with a lot of that refrain of that lyric, you must go. I mean, it's a lot of what's going on today. But yeah, I mean, that's the big stage. And if you're going to make a statement, that's the way to do it. But I thought Tribe Called Quest definitely took the prize for that. But along those similar lines, I saw a lot of unity too in terms of some cross-genre stuff. We saw the country star Maren Morris do a duet with Alicia Keys, and it just proves that music's music and genre is almost an illusion. And I mean, we saw Beyonce kind of do the inverse of that at the CMTs. But yeah, no, I like when we see those genre-busting moments. My thing is, where was the Al Jarreau tribute?
I know.
Rob Woodfork and I are screaming in the newsroom. Where is it? Because he...
Someone could have come up with at least one Al Jarreau song. Somebody.
Well, because the news of his passing came early enough in the day, right? It was early this morning.
It was this morning.
Add a slide to the In Memoriam. Add something. Like, you know, freestyle a song. It doesn't even have to be part of the big production, but that's what I miss. But Chance the Rapper takes Best New Artist. You know, 21 Pilots drop their drawers when they won Pop Duo. And David Bowie wins 4 posthumously. So a big night at the Grammys.
Thank you so much, Jason Fraley, for joining us talking about the Grammy Awards.